Day 87, or March the 28th. Too many opinions can spoil your guidance. Our thoughts today are rooted in 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 6. When Hushai came to him, Absalom said, "Ahithophel has given this advice. Should we do what he says? If not, give us your opinion." And now the big picture surrounding this verse. David gets his kingdom back, but he is far from happy. God answers his prayers that his old advisers give contrary advice to Absalom, and the decision to accept the guidance of Hushai proves fatal. Of course, this didn't make David sad, but what happened next did. Absalom was a particular favourite of David, and he gave clear orders that he may be captured but not killed. Sadly, the orders were ignored when Absalom was found dangling by his long hair, caught up in a tree. He is murdered, and David painfully cries out, "I wish it had been me." And now today's action step. As Absalom attempts to establish his position as king, he continues to seek advice from his father's advisers. He seeks the advice of the 2 main ones who give opposite advice. Asking advice too many times can be counterproductive. When I study the scriptures, I go to the Bible text first and then to commentaries later. I want to know what God says first and then what some people say later. I try to use this principle in life as well. My wife and I need to be one before we take any action. First guidance from the Bible, then other people, in that order. Too often, you can be blown off track by hearing the opinion of others. When we moved to Frinton-on-Sea in 1982, we didn't discuss it with anyone else until the call to move was clear. The leaders then told us at our church in the northeast of England that they were considering making a call to us too. When we look back, it would have been even more difficult to leave and move south if we had been given a choice. We knew then, and know now, that we made the right move, and we thank God that we didn't confuse the issue by seeking other opinions. Be confident in what God tells you.